Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 617. No Respect of Persons with God. The love of God perfected in the human soul will be revealed by the sanctification of soul, body, and spirit. The love of God is fulfilled in him who loves God with all the heart, and his neighbor as himself. This is the whole duty of man. The gospel is satisfied when this victory is achieved. The word of God labors from age to age to make men more practical. The Lord does not despise the day of small things, but he requires growth in every good work. Advancement must be made. And how many who commenced under difficulties and had to work under disappointment have lived to see the work established. There is a variety of talent used in the Lord's work. God uses whoever is converted and sanctified to his service, the ignorant outcast, the heathen, the European, the slave. These are Christ by creation and by redemption, no matter who they are. There is no caste in heaven. All who believe in Christ as a personal Savior, whatever their position, whether they be high or low, rich or poor, black or white, are Christ's, bought with a price. If converted from sin to holiness, they are members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, his well-beloved brethren who will walk with him in white because they are worthy. Those who are now looked upon as lords, great men of the earth, will be glad, when their intelligence shall see what is the only source of true nobility, to go to heaven and associate with those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, even though their skin is as black as a coal. Angels of God are sent to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation. Angels are co-workers with God's servants in preaching the gospel to their poor brethren. If all would heed the instruction given in the Word, there would be a development of high intellectual attainment and true spiritual refinement of sentiment and manners. For all these things follow in the great result of the renewal of the soul by the grace of Christ. The character is transformed and renewed after the divine similitude.